value addition across the value chain. Register now. Search ZAMI 2025 and secure your pass today.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
Access. 193 ex-workers who Lumwana mining over uranium exposure. Ministry of Home Affairs says 9.6 billion kwacha budgetary allocation to maintain peace and stability ahead of the 2026 fold. In global news, police break up ring trafficking to Kenyans to fight for Russia in Ukraine. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mozinamunga. The details. 193 former Lumwana Mining Company Limited workers have sued the mine in the Lusaka High Court, demanding 10 million kwacha each for allegedly being exposed to uranium through the water they drank from Chimowungo Crossing Dam using a company-owned supply network while on duty. The claim, filed on 26 September 2025, names Abraham Kamanga and 192 others as plaintiffs and alleges that the mine supplied drinking water sourced from the dump to employees at the mine from 2012 using a supply network wholly owned and administered by it. According to the claim, health problems among employees started emerging from 2015, with 41 former workers medically discharged or having their employment terminated on medical grounds, 51 separated from employment, 4 went into voluntary separation, 4 have since been diagnosed with various ailments, and 1 died from complications attributed to uranium exposure. The ex-workers say a memo circulated on November 8, 2023, revealing that water from Chimowungo Crossing Dam had tested positive for uranium and confirmed in laboratory results dated November 16, 2023, showing uranium concentrations in samples that exceeded the absolute upper limit for drinking water of 0.03 milligrams per liter. As part of the release, the plaintiffs are asking the court to award 10 million kwacha to each claimant, an aggregate claim of 1.9 million kwacha in compensation, and any other orders the court deems appropriate. The Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security says the increased 9.6 billion kwacha allocation towards public order and safety in the 2026 national budget has effectively positioned the ministry to continue maintaining a peaceful and stable environment in the country ahead of the 2026 general election and beyond. Following Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sumbe Komsokotwani's presentation of the 2026 national budget yesterday, Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka says the 2026 budgetary allocation towards public order and safety has been increased by 1.2 billion kwacha from the 8.4 billion kwacha allocated in this year's national budget. Mr. Kalaluka says this increased budgetary allocation towards public order and safety in the budget will support the modernization of its security wings and improve infrastructure and further ensure that Zambia continues to remain peaceful. He says the ministry welcomes this 1.2 billion kwacha budgetary enhancement towards maintenance of the country's public order and safety architecture in the 2026 national budget. Mr. Kalaluka notes that previous budgetary allocations have led to improvements in the police-to-citizen ratio from 1 to 967 in 2023 to 1 to 761 in 2024 and aims to further enhance security services by constructing new police stations and posts across the country.
The increased 9.6 billion allocation towards public order and safety in the 2026 national budget has effectively positioned the Ministry of Home Affairs and Home Security to continue maintaining the peaceful and stable environment prevailing in the country since the UPND took over leadership 4 years ago. Following the Minister of Finance and Ministerial Planning, the President also and his presentation of the 2026 national budget will start on Friday, the Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security notes that the 2026 budgetary allocation towards public order and safety has been increased by 1.2 billion from the 8.4 billion allocated in this year's national budget. Therefore, the Minister of Administration's increased allocation of 9.6 billion budget towards maintenance of public order and safety in the next year's budget reflects the government's practical commitment to sustaining the peace and stable environment prevailing in the country ahead of the 2026 general election and beyond.
In more news, the National Action for Quality Education in Zambia NACEZ says 130. I beg your pardon, I'll read that again. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia NACEZ says the 13% allocation to the education sector in the 2026 national budget is insufficient in the wake of the many challenges facing education in the country. NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa says despite a nominal increase from 31.5 billion kwacha in 2025 to 33 billion in 2026, the sector's share has dropped from 14.5% to 13%, reacting to the 13% allocation to the education sector as announced by Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbiko Msogotwane in his 2026 budget presentation yesterday. Dr. Chansa says his organization expected an allocation of at least 20% to the sector and is urging government to prioritize education funding, citing UNESCO benchmarks and Sustainable Development Goal number 4. He is concerned that the reduced allocation may hinder progress in areas like teacher recruitment, curriculum implementation, and school infrastructure expansion. Dr. Chansa has since proposed introducing an education levy to mobilize additional resources and is appealing to Parliament to realign the budget to support quality education.
We take note that the percentage has reduced from 14.5 to 13%, which is in our view not in tandem with what we expected and against a lot of global treaties on education that dictate that at least 20% of the national budget should be able to go towards the education. And while we take note, a good note, and commend government for sustaining free education and also pledging to expand the school feeding program, including the pledge to complete hostels at UNS and CBU, take note that the amount of money that is going to go to the sector will not be able to do other very, very important activities like upgrading salaries for teachers. This issue has been very thorny for many years, and we hope that the minister is going to allocate more money.
In other stories, Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati has called for urgent action to strengthen competence-based education and training as a key strategy for national development. Speaking during the launch of the revised Soweto Strategic Plan for 2025 to 2027 in Lusaka yesterday, Mr. Mutati expressed concern that some students in technical and vocational training programs are graduating without sufficient exposure to practical equipment, particularly in disciplines that require hands-on skills. He noted that this gap has led to growing dissatisfaction among employers who are struggling to find graduates capable of performing in real-work environments despite holding formal qualifications. Mr. Mutati has since challenged the Technical Education, Vocational and Entrepreneurship Training Authority, TVETA, to ensure training institutions are adequately equipped and closely monitored to produce quality, industry-ready graduates. And TVETA Board Chairperson Ngoza Nkwabilo described the new strategic plan as a forward-looking blueprint aligned with the 8th National Development Plan and government's broader goals for job creation and youth empowerment.